Masego has been called a chameleon, a musical shapeshifter, the creator of a blueprint for a new kind of sound. That's because he's considered the architect of a genre, trap house jazz. It sits at the intersection of soul, jazz, dance music, R&B, and hip-hop. And no two Masego shows are the same. At each performance, he makes a beat from scratch and creates a brand new version of every song live. Now, 2018 has been a big year for Masego. He released his debut full-length album last month called Lady. He's now on tour, and he was nice enough to come into our studios in Washington, D.C. to talk about his work and perform some songs from Lady. Masego, welcome. Thank you so much for coming.
Beautiful intro. Thank you. Appreciate being here.
Well, you're welcome. And you call your movement Trap House Jazz, so I'm going to ask you to break it down. Why trap? Why house? Why jazz?
Yeah, when I was about 15 years old, I used to have a lot of jam sessions at my house, and all the kids would kind of come over, and I would kind of DJ some music that I discovered that month. And after we jammed for a little bit, we kind of like looked around the room, and the characters and the people playing were like some really rough exterior people. You got this guy with a face tat playing guitar with the beautiful chord you ever heard. Beautifulist. That's the new word of the day. Just, I mean, a lot of just grungy with lovely, you know? And so my friend called it ignorance meets elegance. And he was like, you know what? This sounds like trap house jazz. Like, you know, this jam session, we could probably cook drugs here, or we could have a jam session. And so we're just joking about it, but I actually started running with it because it really was that. Like, I love the drums to really almost hurt you, and the chords to be almost making you cry. And it's kind of my mindset, how I approach all of my music.
Well, that's lovely. So let's hear something from Lady. Why don't you play something for us, and then we'll talk some more. How about that? What do you want to play?
I have no idea. Sorry.
I'll pick something.
I think it all starts with a beatbox, but we'll figure out what song will come out of this. But it'll be something probably Lady, or I Had a Vision.
Driving way too fast for my good, and that ain't right. We don't drive the same, and I don't wanna play. You tell me take off your cool, maybe you ain't cool enough. Hey, I just drive with this. I just go and be alone and vibe with this. It's a sad boy paradox, I'm high on this. Whether it was being alive or maybe live with this. I said, I don't even love ya, maybe just a little, yeah, but I tell you, but don't, yeah, hold up. Yeah.
I'm telling you, watching you, I feel like when I watch an aerialist, it's just like, I know you know what you're doing, but I'm still scared. Are you scared up there?
It's like breathing at this point. I mean, reverb makes you less scared too. So that dryness scared me for about 2 seconds. But I mean, if you could sing, you can sing, you know?
Tell me about your musical influences. I read that your parents are both pastors.
Yeah, that's correct.
Right? Are they both from Jamaica?
No, my father's from Jamaica.
Your father's from Jamaica and your mom is from?
She's from Georgia, Warner Robins, Georgia.
So what did you listen to growing up?
I listened to gospel music because that was just our culture, you know? My parents are pastors. I a lot of Kirk Franklin, a lot of Dinah McClurkin, John P. Key. My father played like a lot of old school Jamaican, like Muta Baruka and some cats I haven't even heard of. But I understood about Jamaican music that it was just a certain rhythm to it and it made you want to participate. And then with gospel music, it was always passionate and sincere. You know, you could tell it was different than just playing some chords. Like you just kind of get lost in it each time. But yeah, I mean, I loved my childhood, honestly. Like there was so much music in the house. My mother had this huge binder of CDs from everyone. She loved like progressive gospel artists. You know, she loved like how Yolanda Adams would kind of R&B, but it was like still gospel.
Did they encourage your musical experimentation?
Here's the balance. My mother was like, definitely like, just do what you got to do, like live your journey. My father was like, don't be broke. All right. So the balance was beautiful. My father had this practicality to it and was like, listen, you should put your face on your album artwork. All right. Don't do this whole secretive thing. Like, let them know who you are. And my mother was just like, you know, make sure that you're doing something passionate and sincere. Like her songwriting is phenomenal. So I would study her. So it was a cool balance.
And all the instruments that you play, I wish I could describe the setup for folks who can't be here with us. I mean, you got keys and you got the sax.
It's a lot.
You're doing all of it. How did you learn all these things?
If you want to credit somebody, it would be YouTube University. In college, I would always be in my dorm room just studying different things. I was listening to the radio a lot. Growing up as well. And in college, I got a credit card. So I was buying everything and returning it just to learn about it. So every interface, every looper, I just kind of like got it for a certain time period until that 30-day wore off. And but yeah, once I got my money up, I actually bought everything. And I just became a collector. Like I love instruments, even if I don't even know how to use it yet. I was just like, this is shiny and from Japan.
And it's going to be mine.
Yeah, it's like that.
Well, tell me about the album. I mean, I'm told it's kind of a tribute to different women who've touched your life. Now, I know you've told this story a million times, but I have to hear the story about the saxophone and why you picked up the saxophone. You even have a saxophone necklace that you're wearing. So tell me that story.
Yeah. When I was in middle school, there was this point where we had to choose our related arts. It was like, you're going to like paint or you're going to do the band or had to choose something. And I had this substitute teacher that walked in one day with Najee Davis on her binder. And she just had me, I had a crush on her, like huge crush. I was like, okay, here's the plan. I'm going to get married to her, drop out of school. We're going to go to some island. And so, I mean, the only way to start my plan was to learn saxophone because that's all I knew about her. And yeah, I went home, begged my mother to buy me a saxophone.
You didn't tell her why, did you?
No, I was like, you know, I got to do this saxophone thing, you know, related art, sign this permission slip. But yeah, like I was like on the radio every day. I joined the swim team for no reason, but I was like, this is going to get my lungs stronger. So I was just like focused on just winning this older woman's heart. And then I didn't understand at the time that substitute teacher means she's not going to be there forever. So she definitely left by the time I got good enough to impress her. So I was just stuck with talent. And, you know, I was like, man, what are you going to do with this?
Does she know that you inspired this amazing part of your career?
I don't think she showed up to, like, the picture day in the yearbook. Like, I tried this. Her name was Miss Kajerik.
Oh, well, Miss Kajerik, if you're listening, you did good.
You better be listening to NPR. Y'all lit.
Well, thank you for that. So as we said, 2018 has been such a big year for you. I mean, first of all, you've already gotten, what, millions of views on YouTube. You're your own YouTube phenomenon. You know, you're in Vogue and you're on tour. Is this what you hoped it would be?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm traveling the world with my friends. I'm laughing a lot. And, you know, it's amazing. I get to just do this on stage and people just cheer, participate. I feel like the next stage is to really be able to do jam sessions with as many people as I want. That's amazing because I love when my friends can win. You know, it's weird when I'm to a point where I can afford first class and my friends are like with their knees pressed to their stomachs, you know? So I want to find a way where I can bring my friends with me because, I mean, they have the best jokes. Like, rich people are not funny to me. So I need my friends to come here. You know what I'm saying? I got to calm down.
Well, thank you for everything. And anything else you want to tell us about the album? Any other inspiration?
I mean, I've had a lot of conversations, probably in passing, maybe an Uber driver to, like, someone at a sandwich shop. I ask Uber drivers, like, all the time. So, like, what is your opinion of modern love? And it's always cool what I get. You know, everybody has their own thing. They're just like, well, I think someone you can just be silent with. And then this one woman told me it's successfully implanting need in another soul. And I was like, okay, you deep for Uber driver. 5 stars for you. You know, so I've just heard a lot of cool things. I like to see what people say because, you know, love is a lot different nowadays with option paralysis being a thing. So I love conversation. Let's just talk about it and see, you know, what different types of love there are out there. I just love hearing different people's journeys so you know that it's not a one size fits all. It's not you walk somewhere and then someone just proposes to you or whatever. So I love that, especially being in my field where half of it is like I'm a Southern person and a sap and just love the simple life. And the other hand, I have this necklace on and hand tats. So it's like I wanted the album to be a representation that I could choose any path. And I'm a human. And I'm not just like the perfect gentleman or this savage individual. I'm just like a person making decisions.
Well, play something else for us.
Let's see what we got. It's literally off the top of my head.
Okay, so this is what we're going to go out on. That is Masego. His debut album, Lady Lady, was released last month. He was nice enough to stop by our studios in Washington, D.C. Masego, thank you so much for stopping by. And I want to hear whatever's on your mind right now.
I can't wait to see what it is.
Yeah, whoa, yeah, whoa, yeah, whoa, whoa.